flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With the Hall of Fame situation, and it's always it's become something, Dan, that's too harsh. It should be a celebration of somebody's career, and instead it's become this huge debate, and should this guy and shouldn't that guy, and instead of celebrating outstanding baseball players, we have guys who I think are more than worthy having to defend their position and even make their own case. Like, they need their own PR firms. And Kenny Lofton is in that situation right now.
Well, you got the people who will always argue for the small hall that we should only have the guys that you truly need to tell the story of baseball should be in the Hall of Fame, and that's it. And then you have the group of people who are like, yeah, I get that. That makes sense. But this is also a celebration of baseball, and you should have your favorite player in the Hall of Fame. And if your favorite player is good enough to be in the Hall of Fame, they should be in the Hall of Fame. And we should let everybody in and maybe not totally go full-blown basketball Hall of Fame where it's like, hey, did you score 20 points a game? Come on in.
Dare I say football Hall of Fame too?
Football's a little more. Like, I feel like football's got it figured out better.
Yeah, but they put so many people in every year regardless.
Yeah, but it's not the basketball Hall of Fame. Where the basketball Hall of Fame is, come on down, you're the next contestant.
You almost need an NBA Hall of Fame.
Right.
Yeah, because there's so many people in the basketball Hall of Fame that people don't know anything about.
Right, and you're looking at it going, Mitch Richmond's a Hall of Famer? Really? Like, Mitch Richmond was really good, but Hall of Famer?
Should Kenny Lofton be in the baseball Hall of Fame?
Yes. Yes, without question, yes. I would put him in before Omar. I have never understood
that's, for that's, the... Yeah, that's... That might be on the money, and I think Omar deserves to be there.
I have never understood why Kenny Lofton is not in the Hall of Fame. The guy, you don't even need the advanced metrics to look at it and say that Kenny Lofton belongs into the Hall of Fame. He's unbelievable. He was unbelievably consistent more than anything else. Even as he got older, he was consistent. He was always a player that made your team better. He played gold glove level center field. He moved to left field and played really good defense in left field as well. He was always a great hitter. He was always dynamic on the base
paths. He was a better hitter than you ever thought he was going to be.
The problem was he played in an era where we didn't truly celebrate walks the way that we should. And Kenny Lofton drew a boatload of walks, and it's what made him as great
as
he was.
Are we celebrating walks?
Yes. We're in an era where at least we're now able to look at this and go, walks are good. What we've been telling little leaguers since the beginning of time
are good
is something that how many times at a little league field do you hear, all right, Timmy, walks as good as a hit. Walks as good as a hit, buddy.
Which
Kenny
is
Lofton
true.
Embodied that.
Which is true.
Like, we're now at a level where we understand that professional baseball can be played in the same way. Like, yes, Kenny Lofton's a Hall of Famer. It is a joke that he's not in the Hall of Fame.
You know one thing I think that works against Kenny? And I want you to go over some of the metrics because you are Mr. Metric when it comes to this. I honestly think this is detrimental to Kenny's Hall candidacy. He played a long time. He played 17 major league seasons. He played 10 years in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. Okay? 10 years for the Indians. and then 1 year each. Four. Are you ready? 1 year each. He didn't play more than 1 year for any major league team other than the Indians. 1 year each for the Dodgers, Braves, Phillies, White Sox, Pirates, Rangers, Yankees, Cubs, Giants, Astros.
It's a lot of logos on that hat.
That doesn't help you in this situation. No. That's not his fault.
No.
But I think that would work against him.
The other things that work against Kenny Lofton is that he didn't get 3,000 hits. He never got 500 homers. He never got to any of those major metrics that we were looking at for a long time as going, this is the thing that gets you into the Hall of Fame. He never got to any of those. But like, if you look at it as a full career, the guy is a Hall of Famer. And it has offended me to my core that we're living in this age where we're looking at each other going, well, you know, he didn't make it past the first group of sports writers, so Kenny Lofton can't make it. It's like, we know more now. We got Tim Raines in. If Tim Raines is a Hall of Famer, Kenny Lofton's a Hall of Famer.
Kenny led Major League Baseball in steals in five straight years.
Yes.
This probably doesn't help him either. When he got to our team, he was 25. You know, he had played a little bit with Houston in 1 year, and then he came to Cleveland. He was already 25 years old. That probably doesn't help either. But Kenny's ability to impact a game, to me, is one of the things. And you don't see those on stat pages. You don't see those even in analytics, Dan. And there's a really good piece out right now. A gentleman named Scott Thompson wrote it. And the headline says, ex-MLB star pleads with Hall of Fame voters to reconsider candidacy. Kenny's quote, I didn't get credit for what I did.
Yes.
I think he's right.
He's right. Because we didn't look at walks as important as they are. And Tim Raines opened the door.
Not even just walks. There's so many. Kenny did things to help your team win.
Yes. Yes. Playing gold glove center field defense was one of those. Stealing bases was another part of those. The fact that the menace that he was on the base pass was another one of those. And the fact that he actually could hit for some pop on top of it. I mean, he was not just a straight slap-hitting singles hitter. He hit some doubles. He hit some bombs. He had some pop in that bat. Like, it drives me berserk. It's one of those great unanswerable questions of like, why can the Veterans Committee put in Harold Baines and we can't get Kenny Lofton in?
Well, now see, there you go.
Like,
this is a quote from Kenny in this story. You ready? I can only say all the time that from my era and my time, I did what I was supposed to do. I thought at that time it was very important for me to do my job as a teammate. And that was an important part of the game. I want to get more into this. Kenny has some more to say. I have a buddy who works for a major league team who said something the other day that fits perfectly for Kenny. I'll share that with you next on Baskin and Phelps. Yeah, that was a ding, wasn't it?
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.